Hello, it's Jeff here again with another podcast on the subject of MGTOW and how to get the best out of life and your dealings with females. And I'm going today to go through some red flags that I have come across, and also the blogs that I've read, the sorts of thing that other men say, the red flags to look for. Before you, or as you know, you make your way in life, and maybe you're going to date, or you know, you might be looking for a girlfriend and things like this. So this is all about trying to protect the self, and this is something that isn't talked about, protection of self and your own self interests in this gynocentric world with so many things that are loaded against guys. And really, really talking about some very, very powerful forces here. Don't underestimate that. There's some very, very powerful forces set against men. And, you know, I'm talking about evolution here. I'm talking about very, very powerful forces. And, you know, the desires that you have, the biological desires you have, that you want to be with a female and you want to have, you know, sex, basically. These are all things that are natural to men. And I'm not saying you shouldn't do these things, but I would say that, you know, the way that females are wired, I think, you know, you can best get what you want from them and not commit, because actually I think that they're actually, in a way, they're wired to respect those sorts of guys, you know, to take what you want and not to get emotionally attached. You know, women are actually wired to actually like that type of guy. And I think also that in previous civilizations, they had already realized all of this. And I'm thinking of, you know, cults and paganism of the past and ancient cultures, and where they knew that female nature really, what they really strived with is, you know, having multiple relationships, not being tied down. And, you know, the old song, you know, girls just want to have fun. And that is so, so true, so true. But I think the, you know, the unfortunate thing is that society makes girls want to be serious to be able to bring up children. Of course, it's a serious matter, and so they have to switch on this sort of serious side, which I don't really think they're that comfortable with. You know, they still have that sort of innate want to have fun. And so you hear all these stories of girls, you know, having multiple relationships, even, you know, in marriage and things like this, even in a long-term relationship. You know, we call it cheating, and yes, it is cheating, of course. And but, you know, we're talking about human nature, really. And I really do firmly believe we are just fairly basic animals in a way, and we have the same animalistic you know, traits. So With that said, I'm going to go through a few red flags, and I'm not going to be here all day, I hope. It's going to have to be, perhaps elaborated on if I some think of some more. Okay, so let's start off right at the beginning, and I think the age is the main thing to look for. The age is the indicator of what the girl's stage is in, and the young girl, she really is a party girl, and so you can't really expect to have a serious relationship with a young girl because they're really like butterflies, and they're just experiencing and enjoying sex, and also I think people don't perhaps understand that females do enjoy sex as well, and people try to sort of say that that men are far more sexually driven, but I do think that women are too, and I think that the pill really sort of is another terrible, terrible thing in some ways because it really sort of clamps down on that sexual desire for the female. The hormones are completely clamped down, and really think that that's quite a terrible thing. So, as a man, as a boy, you have to be very, 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 say again, very, very careful. And you really do have to look for these red flags. So as we go through the age, we talk about from, I would say at least from the age 15, they will be having some sex already by 15. She's already, on the carousel, as we call it. And so by the time you get to 18 to 20, she's already had multiple guys and may have had some negative experiences probably with some of these guys, or that she's maybe have had not a very good upbringing. So she may already by the age of 18 be pretty dismissive of males, and I have read another blog that says that girls are actually taught this in schools to be negative towards males, and I think that does carry a lot of weight with me. So you already at by the age of 18 already you could be looking at some form of damage. I think on the inner manosphere we tend to think of damage as the number of partners goes up, and I don't think that I've heard or read anything different from this. It's some kind of damage that happens. And I think ancient cultures knew this as well, so that they would only ever marry a virgin in, African cultures and old Asian cultures and things like this. Age is a thing to look for. So let's go through the sort of patterns that you might see. You might sort of see some tattoo or some marking up of her body. And this is a massive red flag. I think it's pretty well known on the manosphere. In the manosphere, the tattoo is some sort of a mark of rebellion and possibly a statement to sort of try to sort of make her one of the party girls, and to make her street cred, and just sort of exhibit what's going on in her mind, that she's feeling that she has to do this to her body. Whatever the reason it is, it's a red flag, and So be aware, even a small one. You're talking about somebody who is willing to push the envelope of what's reasonable. The more tattoos, of course, the worse it is. And I saw this just driving over to make this blog, and I saw a girl with multiple tattoos all over her body, and I saw the other red flag, which is a pet. Now, you might say, well, why would a pet be a red flag? Well, look, here it is. Okay, so if she's got a dog, or she dotes on the dog, or she dotes on the cat, she ain't gonna be doting on you. Okay, so that's a red flag if you see the girl who dotes on a pet. Also, another one you can look for is to very much examine her family background in great detail. Examine especially the mother, because, like mother, like daughter is true. And, in the years to come, she will become more and more like her mother. So if there's any problems with the mother, you will be getting those too. Those problems will be replicated. She should have a very good relationship with her mother and her father. The father should be as masculine as you can find, some who's a sort of a very respectable sort of guy, and that he's supported and he leads the family. That's the thing, because if he leads the family, it's quite a rare thing these days. That means that the wife is actually letting the man lead, and so she's that's the most healthiest type of situation. I'm not saying there's still not red flags within that, but that's something to look for. Okay, so. We've done pets, we've done tattoos, age. I think another one is hair length as well, which is, I've watched YouTube talk about hair length, and that's so true. If it's very long, she's going to be fairly spoilt, I would say. If it's short, that's a red flag. Because girls treat their hair like a sort of a weapon, if you like. They weaponize their hair, and they know that it attracts men. And they would not do anything to detract that unless there's been some event in our life. And quite often the hair length. If it's short hair, I think it's pretty much that she's had some sort of trauma she's had to go through, or that she's a very practical and strong-willed person, that she's very organized and very, fairly bossy and in her masculine frame, because she can't be bothered with hair. It's too much hassle because she's so busy. So hair length, okay, and this is another one that I don't know if I've read that often, but something that I would say that's happened to me is that you really want to be really careful of the older type. Who is just has the baby rabies, and if she sort of talks about children and babies in a gushing sort of way, and marriage and things like this, she's got this sort of image in her mind of what she wants, and it's sort of like a wonderful marriage, and the wonderful 2.4 kids, and the white picket fence. So any talk of children and gushing and wonderful children, wonderful marriage and all this sort of thing, well, that's a red flag, unfortunately, because she's looking for somebody to provide for her. The children is the main thing, of course, and the picket fence is the other. And you're going to be the one who provides for it all. And, you know, this is what's happened to me. I mean, you know, you're talking about a lifetime of work to provide for the family and the mumsiness, you know, the mumsy, look out for the mumsy type of girl. She is basically a mum, and she's not really into sex that much. She's not really into, you know, being, you know, at your disposal. It's really about the kids. And I think 99% of women are like this. It's just the kids. You're an accessory, you know, and, you know, it feels like being a bit of a Ken doll, and she's the Barbie and you're the Ken doll. And you really don't want to be the Ken doll, you know, her the Barbie and you paying everything. So watch out for the mumsy type of girl. So we've got so many different types here. We've got the very sort of street cred and, you know, belonging to the streets type girl with the tattoos. And, you know, you then got the other extreme where she doesn't have tattoos and she is very sensible. And but she's very mumsy and not really that much into sex, really. It's all about having kids and marriage. So there we are. I think that's the main ones I've covered. And, you know, obviously from what I've said, that there's very little I can commend to you about being in a long-term relationship or marriage. There is very little I can say, apart from the comfort value, which is, you know, definitely something that is there, if you're lucky enough to have a good woman. But, you know, with all the problems and the baggage and the rows and the arguments and the difficulties, the money, you know, situation, being expected to pay for everything, really, there's very little in it for a man, very, very little. And I'm sorry to leave it on that negative note, but it's all about self-preservation in this life and using your time and your money to your best advantage to have the best possible life you can. And, you know, whether that be, you know, having multiple relationships. And if you do take the plunge, if you do get married, well, you know, hopefully some of these red flags may have helped you avoid some of the problems. Anyway, I'm going to sign off now. And I hope this blog has helped. And I will do another one again from the van as soon as I can. And if you like the blog, please do send me a message. I don't think you can comment on this app, but if I get enough traction on this app, I'm going to possibly go onto YouTube as well and do some on there. All right, take care. All the best. Bye for now.